Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Plenty of newness in the garden right now. Fancy eggs to hunt and tropical butterflies to see in the garden. Get tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask in public. With so much happening in the garden, it's hard to know where to look first. But if you're on your toes, you'll start as soon as you enter the parking lot. The Echinopsis in the corner of the very first parking divider is blooming again, and this time all three colors are shining. The clear pink, the lovely orange, and my personal favorite, the coral color petals with the iridescent violet edges. Then, as you walk up to the garden entrance, the rock purslain with its hot pink blooms nodding at the top of tall, graceful spires is a wave of blooms above the plants. When you walk through the atrium entranceway, the lovely roses along the left side are a riot of bloom that will bring out a smile from even the fussiest of visitors. Heading around the corner of the administration building on the right takes you toward the koi pond, where the red azalea may be fading, but the orange azalea is just coming on with the golden breath of heaven behind it. And in the edge of the pond is an amazing stand of Japanese water iris. This perennial beardless iris grows easily in a sunny spot along the boggy edge of a pond or a stream, and it blooms out in a wonderful purple with buttery yellow flower. If you then take a turn through the fuchsia garden, make sure you see the Heidi Ann cultivar, a wonderful pink and red bloom, or the mysterious lady fuchsia planted at the side of the fuchsia garden entrance sign. These blooms are red with purple, and this plant is a very prolific bloomer. Just to the right of the fuchsia garden is the entrance to the soar butterfly exhibit, which opened just last week. Populated with glorious tropical butterflies this time around, you'll be bowled over by the incredible colors, orange and blue, green and red, and there are stripes and dots on these butterflies of all sizes. Some are as small as a quarter, and some are as big as your open hand. If you stand still long enough, one just might land on you. See if you can spot a glasswing butterfly. The wings are outlined in a dark color, but the wing itself is so clear you can literally see right through it. It's a real treat. Reserve tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And if the butterflies aren't enough newness in the garden, the upper meadow has reopened with wonderful newly planted border gardens. These areas of foxglove and orange cestrum, shrub roses and plumbago, bougainvillea and yarrow, and much more. It can't be described, but it must be experienced to get the real feel of the new upper meadow. If you walk out into the garden past the staghorn fern collection, take a look at the flowering maple bushes, also called Chinese lantern. These are not maple plants at all, but are part of the mallow family. Also blooming throughout the garden are many salvia plants, and here in the staghorn fern garden are some towering purple salvia. If you watch for a few minutes, you just might get to see a garden mascot hummingbird feeding on them. As you head out Tram Road, take a turn through the cactus garden to see the Pateo de Mayo, or the Parodia warasai, blooming. The Parodia is native to Rio Grande do Sul state of Brazil and is considered a threatened species. Also blooming along Tram Road are the stately chinaberry trees. Chinaberry is a member of the mahogany family, and the fruit and leaves, which are poisonous to people, also have insecticidal properties. If you turn down Arizona Crossing and walk down to the dry lake bed, you'll be treated to a sea of field mustard in bloom, and at the bottom edge of the lake, the mounds of mulberry bushes are just setting fruit. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.